Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 11, 28 to 37. John chapter 11, verse 28 to 37. After she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. "The teacher is here," she said, "and is asking for you." When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house, comforting her, noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" My theme for reflection is Jesus' compassion and anger over our grief. Jesus' compassion and anger over our grief. In John 11, 28 to 37, we are invited into one of the most intimate and profoundly human moments in the life of Jesus. He's weeping at the loss of his dear friend, Lazarus. This scene offers a poignant reminder that while sorrow, pain, and grief are inevitable parts of human experience, we are never meant to endure them in isolation. Jesus Christ, in both his humanity and divinity, steps into our suffering, not as a distant observer, but as one who shares in our deepest sorrows, offering comfort and the hope of restoration. This reflection takes on a deeper significance for me in the wake of the passing of Reverend Esimo Patrick Lokiri, my classmate at the Presbyterian Theological Seminary in Kumba. Esimo passed away yesterday morning after a period of illness. While we celebrate the assurance that he is now in the presence of Christ, the grief of his loss is no less real for those of us who remain. Much like Martha and Mary grieving Lazarus, we too feel the sharp sting of death. Yet this passage reminds us that Jesus not only understands our pain, but walks through it with us. First, we see that Jesus grieves with his followers. When Mary falls at Jesus' feet, overcome with sorrow, he does not remain detached or aloof. Instead, he moves toward her pain, embodying a compassion that only he can offer. In verse 35, the shortest verse in the Bible, we find two simple yet powerful words: Jesus wept. This statement captures the depth of Christ's empathy. He weeps not only for Lazarus, but for the brokenness of the world. Pain, suffering, and death that sin has unleashed upon us all. Just as Jesus moved toward Martha and Mary in their grief, he does the same for us. He doesn't shy away from our suffering, nor does he offer quick fixes or empty platitudes. Instead, he enters into our pain, and his presence alone brings comfort. Next, we are reminded to bring our grief to Christ. In verse 32, Mary falls at Jesus' feet and cries, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." This reveals her trust in his power, but also her grief over what has happened. Instead of turning to distractions or societal norms for comfort, she runs directly to Jesus Christ. This is a reminder for us as well. In moments of suffering, it is tempting to turn to quick fixes, whether it is mindless scrolling online or confiding in friends. While those things may provide temporary relief, this passage invites us to bring our pain to the one who can offer true peace. Jesus understands not just because he is God, but because he experienced deep grief and loss in his humanity. He invites us to cast our burdens on him, as no one else can offer the comfort and healing that he can. Finally, the passage reveals something surprising. Jesus is not only compassionate, but also angry over the effects of sin. In verse 33, we read that Jesus was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. The original Greek for deeply moved suggests not just sorrow, but indignation, a righteous anger over the pain and death that sin has caused. Jesus is outraged at the brokenness of this world, at the suffering his people endure. His tears are not only of sorrow, but of holy anger against sin and its devastating consequences. But this is our hope. Jesus does not sit idly by in the face of suffering. He confronts it. He doesn't just grieve death, he defeats it. As we see later in the chapter, Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead, a foreshadowing of his own victory over death through the resurrection. My dear friends, you know, as I don't need to remind you, that our world is filled with grief, loss, and suffering. Many people feel overwhelmed by tragedy, whether personal or global. The relentless news cycle reminds us of the brokenness all around us. Yet Jesus meets us in our grief. He doesn't stand apart but shares in our pain. More importantly, his indignation over the brokenness of this world assures us that he will not leave us the way we are. N.T. Wright has suggested that God doesn't just send a bit of help to relieve the situation. He comes to be with his people, to share their pain, to rescue them, and to enable them to face the future with fresh strength. In the depths of grief, while we may not fully understand the reason for our suffering, we find hope in the promise that Jesus will one day make all things new, wiping away every tear and restoring creation to its intended glory. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, when you are grieving, where do you first turn for comfort? Do you bring your pain to Christ, trusting in his understanding and compassion? Number two,